Hoot asked. I'm fine, and we're all fine. I was quite surprised yesterday. I got a homemade Mother's Day card from one of my grandchildren. Her name is Tia. So she says, Dudzan ina sardels ich. She says, today, Mom is happy. I'm fine, and we're all fine. I was quite surprised yesterday. I got a homemade Mother's Day card from one of my grandchildren. Her name is Tia. So she says, Dudzan ina sardels ich. She says, today, Mom is happy.
Over the last 40 plus years, KSKO has played a critical role in the interior's history by keeping communities informed and entertained. And now we want you to be a part of that history here at KSKO. KSKO is hiring immediately for a part-time DJ who could work 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, but the schedule may be flexible. There is zero radio experience necessary. Just be at least 14 years old and live in McGrath. We're more than glad to train you and get you comfortable behind the controls so you sound like a natural that's been working here for years. If you're interested, call the station at 524-3001. Email gm.ksko@gmail.com. Come by the station in person or just have a conversation with me, Paul Walker, when you see me out and about.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation to ban bump stocks after the Supreme Court struck down a Trump-era ban. The High Court ruled this morning that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms exceeded its authority when it outlawed the devices that convert otherwise legal semi-automatic weapons into illegal machine guns. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the decision was 6-3.
Writing for the court, Justice Clarence Thomas said that a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is not a machine gun because the gun's internal mechanism does not fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger, and that therefore the ATF exceeded its statutory authority by classifying bump stocks as machine guns.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Survivors of the deadly Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017 are disappointed with the decision. From WHYY Public Media, Sarah Mueller has more.
The Las Vegas gunman used bump stocks on his semi-automatic rifles that made them shoot faster, similar to a machine gun. The federal government banned the devices after the mass shooting, as did Delaware and other states. Wilmington resident Megan O'Donnell Clement survived the shooting. She says she's frustrated by the ruling.
It feels very dismissive of what people went through that day when 58 people died, because I can tell you right now that 58 people wouldn't be dead if the shooter hadn't had the aid of that bump stock.
It's unclear what the decision means for state laws banning bump stocks. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Mueller in Wilmington.
The Justice Department today notified House Speaker Mike Johnson that it will not prosecute the Attorney General for contempt of Congress. The House had voted to hold Merrick Garland in contempt for refusing to turn over an audio of an interview of President Biden in his classified documents case. He had provided a transcript. The Justice Department says refusing to submit a recording, quote, did not constitute a crime. Russian President Vladimir Putin is laying out preconditions to end the war in Ukraine. The proposal calls for heavy and unilateral concessions. NPR's Charles Maines reports.
In an address at Russia's foreign ministry, Putin set out a series of demands that he insisted could lead to an immediate ceasefire and end a conflict now raging in its third year. Putin called on Kyiv to withdraw its troops from four Ukrainian territories territories Russia claimed to have annexed nearly 2 years ago, but still does not fully control. He also demanded Ukraine end its ambitions to join the NATO alliance and pledge itself as a neutral and nuclear-free state. Putin's proposals came just a day after President Biden signed a 10-year security deal with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Kyiv has made the full withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukrainian territory a central tenet of a lasting peace. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News in Washington. A bankruptcy judge in Texas today ordered the liquidation of the personal property of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The money would go towards paying almost $1.5 billion for falsely claiming that the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. Pixar's Inside Out 2 opens today. It's been nearly 10 years since the first animated movie was released. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, therapists are looking forward to having another tool to help children understand their emotions.
Emotions inside the human mind are characters in the Inside Out movies.
That's fear. He's really good at keeping Riley safe.
Pixar animators and writers consulted with neurologists and psychologists to inform the movies. Christy Zabaleski, a clinical social worker in Paramus, New Jersey, has figurines of the characters in her office.
They convey a message that all the emotions are welcome.
In the new movie, the main character becomes a teenager. This time, anxiety takes over her mind. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
It's day two of a summit of the seven leading industrialized nations. Today in Italy, leaders heard from Pope Francis, the first time a pope has attended the G7. He urged them to keep human dignity foremost in developing artificial intelligence and not turn human relations into mere algorithms. Earlier today, the Pope met at the Vatican with more than 100 comedians from around the world, including Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, and Stephen Colbert. He told them in the midst of so much gloomy news, they have the power to spread peace and smiles. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shaglo, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Yeah. maker. Love taker, don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker.
And Heartbreaker right here on 89.5 KSKO 1210 this Friday afternoon. Not looking too bad. It's warming up. We're seeing some more blue sky. It's still kind of gray, but it's lightening up. It's getting a little brighter out, even though it's not very sunny. Taking a quick look at current conditions, 65 and cloudy in McGrath. I'd kind of call this overcast. Sunny, upper 60s to lower 70s across the upper Kuskokwim today. No reporting current observation in Anvik. For the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys, partly to mostly sunny. Highs in the lower to mid 60s today. For Sleet Mute, no reporting current observation. For the lower Kuskokwim, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. For Yukon, under a red flag warning until late tonight, which means that between the temperature, the wind, and the humidity, fires could spread very easily. It's 65 and cloudy in Fort Yukon right now. Partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s. For Eagle, no reporting current observation. Eagle is under a red flag warning as well till late tonight. For 40 Mile Country, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy, 64 across the Fairbanks Metro right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 70s today for the Fairbanks Metro. And at Merrill Field in Anchorage, fair and 60. Partly cloudy, scattered rain showers tonight. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Once again, in McGrath, cloudy-ish, overcast-ish, and 65, sunny today. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s tonight. Sunset tonight at 12:28. Tomorrow, whatever. Sunrise, also tomorrow, at 4:16. Couple of notes. We are going to do Name That Tune coming up in a couple of minutes. I know it's been a while since we've done it. We are going to do that in a little bit. And be listening for the song of the day. That is different than Name That Tune. The song of the day will air sometime between now and 5 o'clock. So be listening for that. And I've got a guest volunteer. Yes, a guest volunteer in to help with Name That Tune here in a little bit. Here's Naked Eyes. Smoke cafe where we dance at night. always something there to remind me. It's Naked Eyes right here on 89.5 KSK at 12:16. It is time. It is time for Name That Tune. We haven't done it in a while, and if my guest volunteer wants to say hello real quickly, I have a guest volunteer here to help out.
Hey, hello, everybody. Get your guessing caps on. Give me a call.
All right, yeah, you recognize that voice. Sarah McClellan Welch is helping me today. So here's how it works. We haven't done it in a while, so I thought I'd remind people. I am going to play the very beginning part of a tune. It's what we call the instrumental, before the vocals, before the singing starts. And you have to identify it. We are looking for the fifth caller with the correct answer. It's not the fifth caller. The fifth caller with the correct answer. So it might take seven calls to get to five correct answers. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. 1-800-605-KSKO or 524-3001. When Sarah answers the phone, give her your song, title, and artist guess right away. And she'll tell you if you are right. And if you're the winner, you get a prize. And you don't even have to be living in McGrath to play. We'll mail you your prize wherever you are. Got to identify the song that is playing under the sound of my voice right now. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. I know y'all love that tune. It's been a while since we've done it because I just simply had no one here to answer the phone. But Sarah's here today. Candace has lots of stuff to do, so Sarah's taking her place for the moment. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Can you identify this song title and artist? All right. Do you know what? Do you have it? Do you have? Do you have any ideas yet? 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We're looking for the song title and artist of that song. Any. Any ideas yet? 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen. Five two four three zero zero one 1-800-605-KSKO. We are playing Name That Tune. Song, title, and artist, please, is what Sarah McClellan Welch is going to ask you when you call on the phone. I believe we have one correct answer so far. One correct answer. We have two correct answers so far. Two correct answers. I knew you people knew the answer. You people are smart when I say you people. I mean our listeners. Our listeners are very musically inclined. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen to this. Thank you. Line one is the local number. Line two is the toll-free number. We have a winner. We have a winner. I'm waiting to get the person's name and city. I'm waiting to find out who this is.
Daryl Walker in Holy Cross.
He is not related to me. Daryl, not my cousin Walker in Holy Cross, got the answer right. It is the guess who? And no sugar tonight. So no more calls, please. No more calls, please. We have a winner. Daryl in Holy Cross correctly guessed this as the guess who. No sugar tonight. Way to go, Daryl.
Lost a friend.
No sugar tonight, the Guess Who on KSKO. And, you know, being public radio and your membership allows us to do fun things like that. Allows us to have fun. And you might be saying, well, how is that? It, you know, doing fun stuff requires staff. It requires equipment. And we realize public radio has a mission to inform. But we like to entertain a little bit as well. And then I know many public radio stations that are, you know, all news and talk. And that is great. They are fantastic stations. I just envision KSKO being a little different. I mean, it falls right in line with me being very different. But I want KSKO to be entertaining as well as informative. And we do events through the year, like Shoppers. We do a Shoppers Fair. We do bingo. We do Back to Bluegrass. That's the fun part of public radio, and your support makes that stuff possible. You can become a member, and it's easy, quick, and affordable. $35 to $365. You can do it online at kskopublicradio.com or call 524-3001. Weather coming up after this song from the Beatles. Roll Over Beethoven.
a rumor going round that I feel out of town. Yeah, I'm sounding like a driver's phone. Here come the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more. Slide some more. Anymore, anymore, can I take it anymore? Gotta get away from this storm. Here come the deputies, gonna come and get me. I gotta get me, get up and run. They got the sirens loose. I ran right out of juice. They gonna put me in a cell if I can't go to heaven. Well, they let me go to hell. Crazy, don't go crazy, you know.
Queen and Stone Cold Crazy right here on 89.5 KSKO. 12:33. We're going to talk more membership drive coming up in a little bit, but right now it's weather time. Brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. 65 in McGrath, kind of overcast for the Upper Kuskokwim. Hey, the good news is sunny, 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 and sunny today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And we are going to get warm. Upper 60s to lower 70s today. Lower to mid 70s tomorrow and Sunday. 70 on Monday. Partly cloudy at night. Upper 40s to lower 50s tonight. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night for the Upper Kuskokwim. No reporting current observations in Anvik for the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys. Partly to mostly sunny today. Sunny tomorrow. Sunny on Sunday. Sunny on Monday. Highs in the lower to mid-60s today. Upper 60s to lower 70s tomorrow. Lower to mid-70s Sunday. 70 on Monday. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow night. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Right now in Sleep Mute, no reporting current observation. Partly cloudy today. Sunny tomorrow, Sunday, and cloudy on Monday. We're looking at highs in the 70s all weekend. Could be maybe lower 80s Sunday, but back into the 70s on Monday. Today, you're looking at upper 60s to mid 70s. Clear tonight and tomorrow night along the lower Kuskokwim. We're looking at upper 40s to mid 50s. In Fort Yukon, under a red flag warning until late tonight, and what that means is with the temperature, the humidity, and the wind, fires could spread fast. 65 degrees in Fort Yukon right now. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. Partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the mid-50s. Sunny near 80 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Mid-50s tomorrow night. Sunny. Isolated showers and thunderstorms Sunday afternoon near 80. And partly sunny Monday across the Yukon Flats. Highs in the mid-70s. In Eagle, no reporting current observation. Also under a red flag warning until late tonight. There is some isolated showers and thunderstorms possible today. And tomorrow in the afternoon, some showers Sunday afternoon. We're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies in Eagle today. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Partly sunny Sunday. partly sunny Monday in Eagle, highs in the mid-70s, lows in the mid-40s. Across the Fairbanks Metro right now, mostly cloudy and 64. Partly sunny, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms today and tonight across the Fairbanks Metro. Highs in the lower 70s, lows in the lower 50s. Sunny, mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s Sunday, mid-70s Monday. Sunshine does remain for the Fairbanks Metro. At Merrill Field in Anchorage, fair and 60. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Scattered rain showers in the 50s tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Some clouds making their way in later in the day. Hanging around for Sunday. And becoming mostly cloudy Monday. We're looking at upper 60s to mid-70s over the weekend in Anchorage. 65, mostly cloudy, overcast-ish in McGrath. Sunny, upper 60s to lower 70s tonight, upper 60s to lower 70s today, upper 40s to lower 50s tonight, sunshine and 70s over the weekend. And taking a quick look at wildfire information, we have nothing in the immediate KSKO listening area along the Kuskokwim and Yukon. And there is nothing in the secondary vicinity, like Galena, Caltag, and down towards Lime Village and stuff like that. In the majority of the wildfires in the state are centered around the Fairbanks region, Anchorage, and going a little bit down the Kenai. There is a nearly 4,000 acre fire near Healy that is still active. There is a nearly 33,000 acre fire, the McDonald Fire, south of Salcha. There is some fires around Delta Junction and Fort Greeley, and in Fairbanks. Right in Fairbanks itself, you do have a couple of fires. Some of them have been declared out. Most of them are very, very small. And there's a couple fires around Esther and Chena and a couple further north of Fox. But in Fairbanks, most of the fires are out or small. So just wanted to pass that along. We take a look at wildfire information once or twice a day to see what is going on. Got this request in we got a request in for some Tina Turner, and I lost the paper that that it was written on. But we did have a request for Tina Turner. Let's see here. Is this... okay, here we go. It's to Candace and Melissa. To Candace and Melissa in Fairbanks. Here's Tina Turner. We don't need another hero.
From the wreckage, can't is coming. All else are castles built in the air.
Hero. It's Tina Turner on KSKO. Miss Librarian, how are you doing, Sarah?
Hey, excellent. How's everybody this afternoon?
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming in. It's nice, always nice to have you around, usually talking now about library stuff, but you're kind of here to help out with the membership drive stuff. And I know we're going to talk about the swag, but I just want to touch on briefly why you support public radio and why other people should do it.
Well, in a small town like McGrath, our public radio is just the heart of our town, I think. This is the place that we listen to get the information that we need, the important information, not only the happenings and the fun things and the great music, but also any safety information, weather, news, those types of things. We like to hear the interviews from our local people that you bring into the radio station. The interview with Dave and Linda yesterday was so interesting. And Dave actually sent me that article about the hijacking that he mentioned. I could actually read that a little bit later if you want to find out the rest of the story.
As Paul Harvey would say.
Yeah. So, you know, we're a small town. And our region is kind of like a small town.
Right.
Your listening area is really like a small town.
Even though it's very large.
Yeah. I spoke with Daryl down in Holy Cross this morning. We used to work together in Fairbanks with Tannenau Chiefs Conference in the agriculture program over 20 years ago. So, yeah, we're all kind of family and kind of small town.
And we just
join in and help the radio station together.
And you bring up something, without directly saying it, that a lot of people have said, the radio station brings people together. We don't create the community, but we help foster it and connect people. We connected people that are 100, you know, Daryl is 120 some odd miles away, but for 2 or 3 minutes, it's like he was standing next to you.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, to listen to when Melody is on the radio, I think Melody must just really know music because she plays the most interesting songs, and I guess because they're from my era, I really jam around the house, dance around the house
Your daughter.
Yeah, I don't care about that, but I've had a lifetime of being embarrassed by my kids, so it's my turn, right?
Right.
But, you know, I hear some of these songs that I have forgotten. And, you know, you all know, your listeners know, when you listen to music, it brings out emotions.
Absolutely.
And, I love the upbeat dance music, you know, the fun memory kind of music. And Melody plays a lot of that stuff. And the other day, you were playing some Jimi Hendrix that I hadn't ever heard before. I know you were doing that because you were having a little trouble with the broadcasting here and I had to put the CD on. But it was... My husband and I were doing some repairs in the house, and it was just the right beat. It was the right tempo. It kept us motivated. It kept us happy. So music does that. So
and public radio,
you're right there in our home.
Public radio can be adventurous with music.
Yeah,
unlike commercial, and I don't want to knock commercial radio because it's where some of my career has been. But commercial radio, you're only going to hear country music, or you're only going to hear 80s and 90s rock music because they're trying to broadcast very broadly and be one thing to people. Public radio has the ability to be, at some point, and I hope we are, something to everyone at some point during the week. We have a yacht rock show. Mm-hmm. We have an indigenous music show. We have a classic country show. We have a car repair show. So we have the ability to experiment, to try new things, do new things, and be something to everyone. And that's what a membership supports, Sarah.
Oh, I love the diversity. That Swinging Down the Lane, I love Swinging Down the Lane. That is my backyard working in my garden music.
On a Sunday, that's Sunday morning.
Yep. And it's just a quiet time. It's nice music. It's interesting and informative. That's just the style of music I like. But I like all types of music. And so KSKO is really fun for that.
And that's what people's membership supports. And when we ask you to become a member, and we only do it once a year. And Sarah, you've lived in the lower 48. It's been a while. But I'm sure you remember when some public stations do it more than once a year when they ask for people's support.
Oh, yes. And public television, which I have been a supporter of throughout my whole life. You know, public television, they really gob up tons of time
and
there's, for money.
And there's nothing wrong with that because many of those stations have much larger budgets and staff than we do. But we only ask for your support once a year. And in return, we give you some cool stuff.
Oh, the artwork this year is so cute. It's always cute. Last year, I loved that mosquito. I wear my KSKO swag, as you call it, all the time. And today, I have my bear t-shirt on again. So there are many levels you can join at. So at the salmon level, which is $35, you can get a decal and a hat. And those hats are warm. I'll tell you, the hats are really nice. And they have a beautiful embroidered image of this of the little bear with the blueberries this year. And at the fireweed level at $50, you get the hat and the t-shirt. And at the blueberry level, the $100 level, you get the hat, the t-shirt, and the mug. And those mugs just came in, I understand, and I was looking at them this morning. They are beautiful. They're kind of a, what do you call that green? Sort of a sagey light colored green with this little bear and the blueberries. Mm-hmm. It just looks like Sunday morning blueberry pancakes to me. At the Raven level, you get the hoodie. And, of course, we all wear hoodies. It's hoodie weather year-round here. So at the $200 level, you get a lot of good things. You get two hats, two mugs, and a hoodie and a t-shirt. And, of course, all those levels, you get the chance to vote. And KSKO does, from time to time, mail out a ballot and look for member participation in board member elections and other questions like that. And then there is an opportunity for a 365-day membership level, which, you know, that's like a dollar a day. That's cool. At the Moose level, you get all of that and a $50 Cabela's gift card. So
I love the hoodies. I love the hat. And I have to give credit to a couple of people in the merchandise department. Kari Odin designed the logo. But our office manager, Jessica Cruz, she goes out, finds different merch, and comes up with a couple of designs, and then presents it to us, you know, employee, and the board members, mm-hmm. and we kind of check it out. And we decide, she orders it, and we get it. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to imagine a design. I mean, we see pictures of it. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. But then when you get it, it's like, you know? Like, our mugs give off real campfire mm-hmm. Friday night vibes.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm sounding hip and with it when I say that. But we'd love to hook you up with some of the swag. All you got to do is become a member. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Or you can go online to KSKOPublicRadio.com. Now, coming up in a couple of minutes, because Sarah is involved in something else now, other than city business, we're going to talk to her for a couple of minutes, about what's going on this weekend with the libraries. We've got some Van Halen coming up. Here's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
The dolphins live in the open sea, and the gypsies live in the forest, while the owls and the crows and the shorefoot does, they live like those before us. And the oak and the pine and the sycamore shines, and the day spins round like a feather, while the sawmill whines and the bluebird dines, and the song goes on forever. Somewhere sunk in the middle, but the shepherd there with the snow white hair just sings in the evening shadow. And no one knows where the clear creek goes when the moonlight fades in the forest, but the peacock screams and the gypsy dreams of a time gone by before us.
Gypsy Forest, Ozark Mountain Daredevils on KSKO. I know we've been talking a lot this hour, Sarah, but it's all for important reasons, good reasons, things people want or need to know about. And we've got about four minutes or so to talk to you about the summer reading program. Tell us what's going on here in McGrath.
Well, here in McGrath, this summer, the summer reading program is being held at the community library, which is over in the Cap and Snow Center. And the reason we're doing that is because we know the students know our school library in and out. They know it very, very well. And I would like them to be familiar with the community library. That's our community and our region's resource during the summertime and all year round, but the students really should have a chance to go see the community library, because they have different books than what we have at the school. They have a different book selection, and we are doing some summer reading activities on Sundays from 2 to 4, And this week, our topic is graphic novels. And our kids here in McGrath love graphic novels. They love to read the manga, which is the Japanese style of graphic novel that are black and white, and you read them from back to front. Really interesting stuff. And I've learned about manga from Sailor, from one of our students, one of our radio readers. He's our expert on this stuff. So, but we'll be reading, I think we're reading back from the Boneyard. I think we're reading one about a cute little character called Bone.
And when you do the reading, the Sunday activities, there's going to be some, did I hear games? Or
yeah, we try to do some activity. It's a couple hours on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we have a little snack. We usually play a little game. This time we're going to do an activity where the kids are actually going to have a chance to write their own graphic novel. And I should say that graphic novels came from comic strips and from comic books. And so it's just a graphic novel is a book, is an extended version of that.
With pictures, yeah. Okay, someone mentioned yesterday, what's a graphic novel? And I said, well, I think it could be a story with pictures, but I also think I've heard it referred to as a graphic, like, story. Like, you kind of... gory story.
Right, I know. When I first started talking about graphic novels, I think my era considers that a negative. It's sort of a, ugh. But this is the graphics, like draftsmen, like drawing, like cartoons, mm-hmm. cartoons and comic books. That's what this genre or this type of book called a graphic novel is. And it's very popular. The art is very interesting to look at. And we have a lot of them at the school library. They really get the kids interested. And there's so much you can talk about, not only the stories and the storylines, but the art and the style of the drawing. Some of them are very beautiful and pastels and sort of fantasy type dragons and unicorns and stuff like that, and then some are superheroes and you know, that type of thing. So there's all types of stories. There's a lot of stories that kind of help kids work through anxiety. That's a popular. There are stories that help kids work through things like getting braces or moving or the death of a loved one. All these type of topics are explored in graphic novels, and so it's a really interesting kind of a new type of book for most of us, or at least for older people. But anyway, we hope to see students on Sundays from 2 to 4 at the community library, and we'll be doing a different topic every week. And I hope that we're going to be able to record some books that we have about the 4th of July and get that here to you in the radio so that we can have some radio readers this summer.
Absolutely. I've actually heard of manga before from a YouTube vlog. Mm-hmm. So I knew what that was. It's basically